The question of Ferdinand and Isabella's role in the unification of Spain is an important question not just for historians, but also for modern Spaniards. The unity of Spain today is under question because of calls for greater devolution in areas such as Catalonia and the Canary Islands, and in the north, in the Basque Country, there are even separatist movements, some of which have resorted to terrorism. So the question of the unity of Spain is very much a live issue. And if you ask most Spaniards, and particularly Spanish politicians, they will always say that Ferdinand and Isabella created the unity of Spain, and they'll even go further and say that Ferdinand and Isabella reunited Spain after a long historical interlude of regional and local autonomy. But the question historically of whether Ferdinand and Isabella really did unite Spain is a much more complicated issue. They were married in the northern city of Valladolid on the 19th of October, 1469. Isabella became Queen of Castile in 1474, and Ferdinand inherited Aragon a few years later in 1479. So they were rulers of two independent kingdoms. Castile was by far the larger in terms of population and landmass, and covered what we would think of today as central Spain, around Madrid, northern Spain, Galicia, and after the conquest of Granada in 1492, it went down right to the Mediterranean coast, and Granada was linked up with the older southern provinces of Andalusia. Aragon was a complicated political structure comprising three elements. There was the Kingdom of Aragon proper, with its capital in the ancient city of Saragossa, but there was also another kingdom, the Kingdom of Valencia, with its capital in the equally ancient city of the same name, Valencia. And there was also the County of Catalonia, or the County of Barcelona, as it's sometimes called. And together, these three separate political entities formed one larger Aragonese community. But there were also more subtle differences between Castile and Aragon. By this time, in the later 15th century, Castile was trading northwards with the Low Countries and Northern Europe in generally, and soon would be establishing an empire across the Atlantic in the New World. Aragon had very different interests. It continued to look east across the Mediterranean and controlled an empire not just in North Africa, but an empire which grew even under Ferdinand in Italy. So Castile and Aragon were very different countries in terms of their economic and political spheres of influence.